WUSF is following the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition, an effort to document Florida's wild side from the Everglades to the Georgia state line. They hope to call attention to the state's disjointed wild areas in hopes of creating a contiguous corridor. And somewhere along that proposed corridor is film producer Elam Stoltfus. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Carson. It's good to be back and talking with you and to talk about our experiences on the expedition.
Now, one of the great things that I love about these reports for us here on the radio is that the sounds that we get to hear from where you are, the natural sounds of nature, the wildlife. Now, you and your crew just came through the Avon Park bombing range. I'm kind of hoping not to hear any of the sounds associated with that area.
I don't think you hear that today, but we've heard plenty of it yesterday and the day before. And so the first night we camped there, a small thunderstorm came marching through, and it was really a great experience to feel and see the lightning light up all the oak trees, the Spanish moss hanging down. And that next night then they had a training exercise. So one night you had lightning and thunder, the next night you had bombs and practice rounds going off from helicopters and jets flying over that afternoon. And then yesterday forenoon we got to see a military exercise firsthand up real close. They had a Black Hawk in there and they were doing some live target practice, and so we got to be able to document that. But what's really neat is how that land ties into all the land around it. You know, Kissimmee Prairie State Preserve on the east, Rafferty Ranch on the west side, south side, and other lands all the way around it. So it creates this large tract of land right here in the middle of the heartland of Florida.
You know, it's kind of counterintuitive. One would think with all the noise and activity there that a bombing range would not be compatible with a wildlife corridor, but the military, it sounds like, are pretty good stewards of the land out there.
They are, and that's one of the impressive parts of the story. And as a filmmaker, to be able to have a camera with me and to juxtapose those two images and stories, we had the opportunity to talk to the commander and to hear what their mission is. And part of that mission is to conserve this land, because without that land, they wouldn't be able to conduct their training missions. And they get that. They understand that. So they are very good stewards of the land.
Elam, I hear birds in the background there. That wouldn't happen to be a grasshopper sparrow, would it?
There are endangered grasshopper sparrow here, so this morning we went out looking for them. And as a filmmaker here on the Kissimmee State Prairie, I've been here about four times, and it never disappoints. So this is what it looked like this morning. We get up before daybreak, and the sun starts coming up. It's foggy. The mist is starting to kind of move a little bit. A breeze is starting to pick up, so that fog's gone across the prairie. And there's a thin cloud line on the east. The sun comes up behind that. So I'm doing a time-lapse sequence, and it was stunning. The clouds start moving in. And then later on, their biologist, Paul Miller, came out to see if we could find a grasshopper sparrow. And so we could hear him in the distance, but we never were able to sight one or get a picture of it. But standing in the middle of the prairie, looking west, you would have thought you were in a wheat field in Nebraska. The grasses were flowing, kind of a golden, brownish look, and it's a fantastic place.
Well, speaking of moving on, Elam, where to next?
Well, we start heading up towards Lake Kissimmee. We'll be in Brahma Island, and kind of the stepping stones from one private ranch to the next for about 6 days.
All right, Elam Stoltfus, I love the sounds of the birds in the background. I'm glad we didn't have any helicopters or bombs there. So, and we'll check in with you again next week, filmmaker Elam Stoltfus on the Florida Wildlife Corridor Project.
Thank you, Carson, and we'll talk to you soon.